Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for returning to the channel or coming for the very first time. Make sure you comment as we're going along and subscribe on Patreon at the end. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So this is about Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State. And me, Marco, we were quite close. I mean, about half a mile away from each other. When was it? Was it Wednesday night? Were you at the state banquet? But oddly enough, I wasn't invited in. There you were looking so refined in your white tie before going off to Israel to say how, yes, Israel's genocide against defenseless people in Gaza is absolutely right, that men, women, and children should be murdered, that they should be cut off from food and medical equipment and things like that, and really, really dangerous items like wheelchairs are not allowed in, that the murder of over 200 journalists is absolutely the right thing to do. Now, you didn't explicitly say that, but you've not criticized any aspect of it whatsoever. And this is the guy's into free speech, who's happy with the Israelis willfully murdering journalists and then saying, oh, they're Hamas propagandists. Well, it really is sickening. That is Marco Rubio. And then in the fallout from the murder of Charlie Kirk, Marco Rubio is saying foreigners in the United States who celebrate violence in relation to the assassination of Mr. Kirk will have their visas revoked, and the revocation will mean obviously immediate deportation. And this has happened to human rights activists in the United States who are saying, no genocide, mercy towards the people of Gaza. And that's it, they've been kicked away through. That's terrorism, peaceful protest. Now, I think some of the US Constitution applies to everyone in the United States, whether citizens or not, like right to a fair trial. Doesn't matter if you're a foreigner in the United States, legally, illegally, or an American. If you're a foreigner in the United States and you're charged with murder, burglary, whatever it is, you get a trial, right? You can't just be imprisoned for life without a trial or executed or something. And often the Constitution doesn't say it's for American citizens alone. Some rights are only for citizens, for instance, the right to vote and to seek public office, but some are for everyone, and that's what human rights are, is irregardless of nationality or residency status. And surely that's applicable to the First Amendment. So there he is, depriving people of their First Amendment rights. Now, I do not dispute the right of the United States government to determine its own immigration and visa policy and to revoke them, but surely these are spurious grounds upon which to revoke them. Wow, Marco Rubio, let's not celebrate violence. How about the murder of 14 people off the coast of Venezuela? Because you said they were drug dealers. Now, maybe they were drug dealers. I don't know. But drug trafficking is not a death penalty offense in the United States and never has been. Well, I mean, and there's never a single ex case of execution for shipping drugs illegally, no matter how large a scale, even if it's tens of billions of dollars worth, nor in Venezuela. And so these people, without a trial, were simply killed. And they were no imminent threat. They weren't about to kill someone. Did they even have guns? There was no, you just had them killed totally unnecessarily, illegally, and it wasn't in US waters. So this is piracy on the high seas. Even the Israelis aren't that bad. They kidnap people in international waters. They don't kill them. Oh, they're so kind. They're so gentle. Oh, a bottle of water and a sandwich for Greta Thunberg. Well, I wish you could provide drinking water and comestibles to those poor people in Palestine. Talking about hostages there. The Secretary of State Rubio with Benjamin Netanyahu. There he is with his pal, that indicted war criminal. Now, I know that doesn't prove he's a war criminal, although the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. There's a mountain of evidence of children's corpses, for example. And the United States has often used this. So Slobodan Milosevic, indicted war criminal, where the indictment is there, called to trial before a jury. But no, the trial hasn't even started yet. I suppose he could be tried in absentia. One thing could be done, was done over Vietnam, is some international tribunal. I mean, I know it doesn't have legal standing, is various scholars, jurists meeting, and held some sort of tribunal on Vietnam. But it was about US policy, wasn't trying individuals. Now, I know legally it was a nullity, and I don't completely agree with the conclusions on it. But something like that could be done regarding Gaza. Is this genocide or not? Various scholars, various judges, even if they're not sitting in official capacity, study the evidence, invite witnesses from both sides. No doubt the Zionist side wouldn't participate. I don't mean that just as in Israel, but the United States and so forth. Anyway, more of this about the United States plotting a military coup in Venezuela. Now, I hold no brief for Nicolas Maduro. I'm an anti-socialist, and yes, it's true he sold the election last year, but that is an interference in their sovereign affairs. of a sovereign state, which the United States recognizes, the kind of thing they accuse Russia of doing. And the United States jealously guards its own independence. Anyway, the murder of Charlie Kirk, right? So Charlie Kirk, the so-called gun advocate, Second Amendment is worth some gun deaths. Well, was it worth it then? Was it worth it? You tell me, Kirk supporters, Kirkites, gun nuts, was it worth the death of Charlie Kirk? If it was, don't complain about his death. It's just the price you pay. This is one of those things. And how come his death gets so much attention? What about the 30,000 other gun deaths per year? I remember Marco Rubio, when he was a senator from Florida several years ago, was at the Highland High School shooting, and I had to hand it to him, keeping his nerve when people were chanting to say, "Please don't take any money from the gun lobby," but no, he would. And he says, no, gun deaths have absolutely nothing to do with guns. Right. 30,000 gun deaths, no connection to guns whatsoever. It's just criminality and mental illness. But it's a bit like saying, so the murder of Charlie Kirk, no connection to speech, to opining, to expression at all. Therefore, we shouldn't crack down on it. And there is one to take away people's First Amendment's rights, saying, if you say things that we find uncongenial, you're out of the country. And he's already done it as well. But wait a second, that's not what Charlie Kirk would want. His legacy was surely that people should speak their minds, however controversial. And this First Amendment, there are limitations. You just think the Comstock Act and so on, so-called obscenity, information about contraception, that was criminalized. The publication of the transshipment of that across the United States. All sorts of things that were pornographic were not allowed, or lewd dancing in places. What else was not allowed? Even communist ideas, pacifism in the Second World, sorry, in the First World War, sometime afterwards as well, the Red Raids. So the idea the United States has always had absolute free speech, or actually close to it, is wrong. I do, generally speaking, admire the American attachment to free expression. I wish in the Irish Republic we had that, indeed in the United Kingdom. That is Mr. Rubio. And how about President Trump, wanting to take people off the air who finds things that he finds distasteful, says things like Jimmy Kimmel. I shan't repeat Jimmy Kimmel's remarks the other day. That's a commercial decision. The channel can take him off air or not. That's not depriving his legal right. He could find another channel to which to broadcast. He could set up his own channel. He could say it on the street. He could print, leaflets and hand them out. There are all sorts of ways to disseminate his views. I know less effectual than having his own late night comedy chat show. But President Trump wants to go further and saying, can I take people off the air? Journalists who ask me pesky questions. So a complete betrayal of the First Amendment. Wow, how ludicrous, illogical, utterly hypocritical. But I'm sorry to say, to be expected from Trump, this gruesome gang, this clown car of an administration. Right. So Marco Rubio really is sick and foul and so on, and just sort of preternaturally calm, unemotional, blaming all the crimes of the IDF on Hamas. But wait a second, two can play at that game. Hamas say, well, everything we did on 7th of October, that's Israel's fault. They were using human shields. At that music festival, there was some military personnel off duty, and there were some civilians, so we killed them all. And Israel's holding over 11,000 hostages, Palestinians. And even Israel says over 400 of them are children, malnourished. Even the Israeli Supreme Court has found that they're malnourished. That's inhumane and degrading treatment. So they're starving the people they have in prison like they're starving everybody else in Gaza. Anyway, horrifying, infuriating. We live in a very unjust world. I'm very, very lucky to live in a free country where I'm quite safe. It could be a lot, lot worse. I have to put my problems in perspective. Remember how first world they are. Well, I wish we lived in a more just world. So do what you can to strive for justice.